Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Special program today, debate among the three candidates for the two positions for Richland Township Trustee, Rick Farrell and Jim DeNoble, incumbents, and challenger Jay Stevens. If you've just joined us, Jim DeNoble left. He is not walking out. He had another commitment, and so he has left us. But we still have incumbent Rick Farrell and challenger Jay Stevens. We also have, of course, our panelists, news director Ken Fatula, and also we've got Mr. Big Williams. Himself, our special guest we have on every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday after the 8 o'clock news here in Dimitri, live and dangerously local. We have a few minutes here, and Rick, Jim left. Help me understand, and I may have misunderstood Jim DeNoble. I may have misunderstood. Mr. Big Willie asked a very good question about, did you get the test results regarding the mold when they tore down the building? And Jim said he did not, correct me if I'm wrong, did not know what the results were regarding the mold and the mildew. Did I get that right? And if so, do you know what the test results were?
When demolishing a structure, I sit on the Belmont County Land Reutilization. And when it comes to tearing down structures, okay, you need to have testing for whether there's asbestos present to determine where you send those materials. It was tested for that. And it was negative for any asbestos.
Was it tested for mold and mildew?
I don't believe it was tested for mold and mildew because, you know, that's not a requirement when demolishing a structure.
All right. Karen Fatula, the news director, you have another question here for our guests.
Yes. We've had some people in the community ask us about the Kimball Waste Transfer Station around Route 40. I think it's the more eastern part of Belmont County. Can you tell us if the township trustees or anybody in the community had approached you about concerns about that facility, or did you have any input when that was brought to Richland Township?
We did have individuals approach us regarding that potential site. We attended an information session at UNDO's back at that time, along with the residents, and I attended that. You know, they provided information as far as what was going on. Throughout that process, I spoke with some of the residents very close to that facility. They became satisfied with what was being done. They probably didn't like it entirely, but you know, being that Richland Township does not have zoning, we were not able to, you know, state that you can't put that facility in that location. That was determined by the state as far as whether there was any EPA issues, and that came through, and it was decided upon that they could proceed forward with that.
Since it's operational, have you had anybody complain about any noise or odors or any issues that you're aware of?
I have not received any complaints at all regarding that, and I've spoken with an owner very close to that, and you know, he and his wife do not have any complaints regarding what's going on there.
Okay. Jay Stevens, response?
I was no parts of that, so.
Okay. Mr. Big Willie, you have another question here for our guests, for the our two guests here.
No, it was the same thing on the Kimball thing, I guess, as a follow-up. I mean, did you guys approve or stop an injection well from coming into the township? And if you did, why is that different from, like, Kimball, if it's an environmental thing? I thought the trustees had power to kind of stop stuff. It's just something I read online, so I was just following up to that.
We, as trustees, follow the Ohio Revised Code. You know, we, if there is no zoning, we have no authority to stop a business from coming into a specific facility. We did receive numerous complaints from local residents regarding that injection well going into that specific location. They had concerns about contaminants getting into the water table. So, you know, when the Ohio EPA, you know, asked for, you know, any objections. We, as the township trustees, we stood up with the residents and, you know, stated that, you know, we were concerned about that, and we asked them to look into the, you know, to what that process is and to make a determination appropriately. But no, we didn't have any, we could not prevent them from putting a, you know, that facility in there.
All right. I had a strange question. Admittedly, a very strange question. The two of you, we've got Rick Farrell, who is the one of the two incumbents for Richland Township Trustee, and challenger Jay Stevens. The other incumbent, Jim DeNoble, was with us for most of the interview, had to leave, had another appointment. So just the two of you. How strongly do you feel about the Second Amendment?
I'm for the Second Amendment.
Do you feel strongly about it, or just so-so? How would you rate the importance of the Second Amendment? To you, yeah. Just to you personally.
Yeah, I feel strongly about it.
Rick?
The Constitution, I live in, you know, I mean, that's part of our, you know, heritage, and, you know, I have no problems with the Second Amendment. And, you know, I believe that, you know, our police force cannot protect us 24/7, and every individual should have the right to protect himself and their family.
All right. The reason that I ask is I went out to the building to take a look at it and see what, you know, our tax dollars spent and all that, and I noticed a sign. The sign of this new building, Richland Police, Constable Township, and it reads, "No firearms or weapons allowed in this building." And I've got a copy of it here, a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a strong believer in the Second Amendment, and I believe that you are, why is that sign of that building?
Same reason when you enter the courthouse, you know, that you're not able to carry a firearm in there as well.
Do you have the authority to remove that restriction on that building, or is that a state law or a county law, or is it just you and Jim said, "Ah, we're going to put this thing up"?
You know, it's a government building, you know, and you know, you can't carry firearms into government buildings, to my knowledge. I mean, we did not have that discussion that was made by our constables, and I think it's you know, I think it speaks for itself. You know, you can't go into a school. You can't go into the courthouse. You know, why would there be an exception to go into a township building?
All right, fair enough. Next question, Mr. Big Willie here. Go ahead.
Yeah, we got a viewer question, I guess. Yeah, or a listener, so I figured we'd throw one in. They said one of them last week kept saying a building was built with prevailing wage. Did the company who won the bid subcontract out any work, and was prevailing wage paid to those companies, or was it profit for the company that got the bid? Was there any transparency in that? Did anybody keep track of that? If everybody got prevailing wage, or was anything subcontracted?
I believe that Yawn Electric did the electrical part of it.
Next time, use Herb. Go ahead. He's my client. You know, he's my client. I mean, cheap thing to help.
We don't make those determinations. The primary contractor makes those decisions.
So you don't know then if that's the case.
No, I don't know.
Jay Stevens, do you?
No, I don't. I was never around them.
Okay, so neither one knows. You have another question, Karen or Mr. Big Willie?
How much was it you guys involved in the building? If you don't know the answer, I guess you didn't know the answer about what was tested. You just went off to the architects, what they did and what they said to do. I mean, was there anybody there, any of the trustees that, like, who was in charge of watching over the building? Or did you just say, okay, you entrusted the general contractor and whatever he said? So to me, the accountability comes into question there. And how are you going to ensure that this doesn't happen again with grant monies or monies that are spent for certain things? It seems like it was kind of loose over there on that.
Nothing loose about it. You know, general contractors are required to pay prevailing wage. You know, if they get caught not paying prevailing wage, I'm sure that there's penalties for that because it was a government contract. You know, I didn't look at it, every individual that worked there to see what they got paid for that work versus what they get paid for when they do other individual contracts. You know, and you know, regarding you know, the other thing you had mentioned, what was the other thing regarding?
Who's in charge of keeping accountability?
As far as the testing.
Who's in charge of keeping accountability of the job? Who of the trustees was in charge of keeping accountability or holding the general contractor and architect accountable for what they bid and to make sure everything was done correctly?
Okay, Jim had, you know, he was the, since he's a contractor, he had, you know, worked with the general contractor for that. And yes, you know, the testing was for asbestos, so we know what was tested for, you know, and that's, you know, that's what was required to remove that building.
All right, we're running out of time here. We always give our guests the last word on my show and certainly also for a debate. You each have about a minute or two, and if we run over into news or whatever, honestly, I don't care. I want to give you guys as much time as possible to have say your closing statements. Again, there's no rush. Take as much time as you want. I don't care about the network news. I don't care about the network programming. I just don't care. I care about Richland Township. I care that you guys have plenty of time to say whatever it is you want to say directly to the voters. So let's start first with challenger Jay Stevens.
Hi, my name is Jay Stevens, and I'm running for the position of Richland Township trustee, and I'd appreciate your vote on November the 4th. And I have a goal, and that's to save the township money. And one of them is by not participating in health care. And to my, for me too, I'm not in it for the money either because I've been attending meetings for 20 plus years for nothing anyway. So I'm running to be a voice for the residents of Richland Township and keep them aware of everything that's going on in the township. And even to help the road crew go out and plow snow, and if they need help cleaning trees off the road, I can run equipment too. So that's why I'm running to be a township trustee. I appreciate your vote.
Now, before we get to Rick Farrell's closing statement, and I'm going to ask the same of him, Jay Stevens, did you get enough time to say whatever it is you wanted to say and the way you wanted to say it? Is there anything you want to correct, anything you want to change? This is your opportunity. We've got all the time in the world. I want to make sure that we do it right for both, actually all three, but Jim DeNoble left. Is there anything at all you want to correct, anything you want to add, anything at all? This is your chance.
No, the only thing that I want to get through is I'm out to save the taxpayers as much money as I can, you know, to help make the road crew and the police department better. So that's what I'm looking for. You know, like I said, that's why I'm stating I'm not taking health care, and I'm not even in it for the money either because I got a job, and then that's where I get my health care from. So I have no, you know, I've been doing this for free for 20 years, so another four wouldn't matter to me.
Rick Farrell, incumbent Richland Township trustee, closing statement. Take as much time as you want. Say whatever you want.
Okay, I have dedicated my entire adult life working for the betterment of our community. I've helped create a 24-acre soccer complex in which hundreds of children enjoy and have a place with teammates every spring and fall. I've been a dedicated member of the St. Clairsville Rotary Club for 25 years and have helped people in need in the local area, national and worldwide. I've also dedicated my last 13 years to the Saints Club, in which we raise thousands of dollars each year helping student athletes to fulfill their dreams representing their high school sports team. I've represented the 14,598 residents in the township for the last 12 years and helped work to keep the township strong. some of the accomplishments that I've had in those 12 years. I've took the lead as project manager for the now 10 SLIPs in the township. Grants from FEMA and Ohio EMA totaling over $2 million in outside assistance. We've upgraded necessary building improvements at the township property on all three buildings. We've reestablished the Richland Township Police Department and now have two full-time officers. We completed paving projects in four subdivisions. We've worked with the oil and gas industry to bring over $8 million to improve township roads. I have served on the Belmont County Land Reutilization Board for the last 6 years and have eliminated well over $2 million in dilapidated structures in Belmont County. I've also served on the Fire Board and worked to expand the living quarters for our firefighters and paramedics. I've also worked with the trustees to maintain and keep our roads in the best shape possible without asking for any road levies. I've also worked making sure our employees are making a decent wage and having good benefits package for their family. If reelected, I will ensure that Country Lake Drive is completed to a condition that will make residents proud there to live in that subdivision. I have made myself available to our residents to make sure their concerns are addressed. Anytime I receive a call, I respond to that, you know, in a timely manner, and I believe that our residents are satisfied, you know, with being, you know, being recognized when they need need help.
And now, Rick, is there anything that you would like to add or correct? We have the time. Anything at all? Did you get a fair shake here? I asked Jay the same question. I would ask Jim DeNoble the same question, but he left. He had another appointment. Is there anything you want to add or correct at all?
People that know me, people that I've dealt with, know what type of person that I am. You know, I am genuine when it comes to taking care of people's needs in the community, and my record, you know, speaks for itself.
If people would like, and I'm going to ask both of you, if people would like to get in touch with you to help with your campaign, to put up yard signs, to make donations, to just get in touch with you in any way, to help in any way possible, would you like to tell them how to do that?
Sure. You know, I can be reached at 740-312-5895. That's 740-312-5895. I also have a website for Richland Township Trustee. It's under Rick Farrell. So, you know, they can reach out to me in a multitude of different ways. And as through, you know, as always, you can come to a township meeting. And, you know, I encourage people to come to township meetings because that's where you're going to get information, you know, on the township and, you know, what they're doing with current projects.
All right. And Jay Stevens, if people want to get in touch with you to put up signs, to make donations, to help with your campaign, ask your questions, how do they do that, Jay Stevens?
Contact me by home phone, 740-695-9473. And after 4 o'clock is good because that's about what time I get home from work. And then we have a Facebook page under Jay and Lori Stevens. And they can get a hold of us, hold of me through that.
Okay, great. Well, thank you both so very much. Again, Jim DeNoble, we would have given him equal time, of course. He had another appointment, so he left early in our debate, and make of it whatever you will. Karen Fatula, our news director, and also Mr. Big Willie, any final thoughts? You're a great panelist, great questions. Any final thoughts before we wrap this up?
I think we covered a lot of territory, and just final question, very quickly, personally, what is your motivation for wanting to take on this role as trustee? You've already done it, Mr. Farrell and Mr. Stevens. What makes you want to do this?
I want to represent the residents of the township. You know, I've been out walking and talking to a lot of people campaigning. I've been through a lot of subdivisions, a lot of roads, and, you know, I hear a lot of concerns, and I'd like to get some of them taken care of.
And Rick Farrell, any response to that as well?
My phone's available 7 days a week, and anytime I receive a phone call from a resident, that's when I, you know, feel that I thrive. And, you know, taking care of people, you know, I did it 34 years regarding insurance. This is no different. People have needs, and I'm here to help them.
Thank you all so very much. Karen Fatula, thank you so much. Mr. Big Willie, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Dimitri.
And the candidates for Richland Township Trustee, Rick Farrell, one of the incumbents, thank you very much for being here. Appreciate that. Jay Stevens, also a candidate who is a challenger, and the third, Jim DeNoble, also an incumbent, left early, but he was here for most of the time, so he answered a lot of questions. Also, very special thanks, I hate to say this, to Mr. Deep Pockets himself for putting this on and all of that. And also, very special thanks to Johnny O. A lot of you know Johnny O as this legendary morning DJ on WAMP 100.5 FM and also House Party and everything else. What you probably don't know is that he is also a great friend of the show and a great helper who has done so much work behind the scenes to make sure that all of our technology is working right, that everything here works the way it should. We never give him, hardly ever give him any credit. He did an awful lot of work behind the scenes here to make this special debate happen today. So a special thank you. In fact, let's have an audience applause for
Johnny. Dimitri, is he going to work on putting our new intro in for my 8 o'clock hour
our
show?
We'll talk about that next year. All right. Thank you all so very much. Karen, thank you. Mr. Big Willie, thank you. Rick and Jay. And also, Jim, thank you all so very much. We're going to be joining network programming here now. And share that you can see the entire debate on the Facebook live stream. Share this everywhere. There it is for everyone. And thank you all so very much for joining us. You have a great day.